to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akusia Yamwa. In the headlines, funeral for Professor Mills begins today as 14 heads of state and government confirm participation. Ghanaians asked to come together for non-partisan funeral for late President Mills. Political parties pay last respect to late professor, and Libya's National Transitional Council to hand over to Legislative Assembly, marking first peaceful transition of power in that country. First Assembly by Barbara Yakubu.
All is set for the funeral of Professor Atta Mills as 14 heads of state and government confirm attendance. The President of Benin, who is also the AU Chairman, Thomas Yayi Boni, will lead the AU delegation, which will include the newly elected Chairperson of the AU Commission, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. U.S. Secretary of State Larry Clinton will represent the Obama administration at the funeral. The chairman of the funeral planning committee, Kofi Totobi-Kwachi, has asked Ghanaians to observe the funeral of Professor Mills devoid of partisan politics. He said the strain of emotions after the death of the president indicates that Ghanaians are one people with a common destiny. Mr. Totobi-Kwachi was answering questions at a media briefing on the final funeral arrangements of the late president. Political parties have paid their last respect to Professor John Evans Atta Mills. In a farewell message, the PNC, PPP and CPP ask Ghanaians not to be worried about the death of Professor Mills, but see it as a call by the Almighty to unite the nation. And Libya's National Transitional Council is poised to hand over power today to an assembly elected last month in a symbolic move, marking the first peaceful transition of power in the country's modern history. The transition comes against the backdrop of heightened security problems.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The news in detail. The three-day state funeral for Professor Mills commences today. The family of the late president will inspect his body this morning at the 37 Military Hospital. He will later be laid in state at the banquet hall in Accra. President John Mahama will be the first to file past the casket, after which other dignitaries and the public will have the opportunity to file past the remains of the late professor. The national capital is already draped in red and black colors, whilst flags still fly at half-mast. A number of roads will be closed to traffic during the three-day funeral. According to our reporter, Marco Fiajajiman, who went round town yesterday, preparations at the Geese Park and the Independence Square have reached an advanced stage.
With less than a day to the wake of late President Mills, what are the various designated funeral sites are on course? At the Geese Park, where the president will be buried on Friday, work is far advanced. Even though the media were not allowed around the area, it was observed that construction was ongoing at a very fast pace. A lot of workers were on the ground busily working to make the place ready for Friday. Pavement blocks were being laid on the ground and machines being used to level the area. Some Zoom Lion workers were also busily planting trees and flowers to beautify the place. One other observation was the grave that had already been dug. The Independence Square, where the main burial ceremony will take place, was no different. The seats in the square were decorated with red and black cloths, while other decorations in and around the square were ongoing. The banquet hall of the State House had tight security as the place was being prepared for the wake of the late president. The media, however, were not allowed to go into the hall to observe progress of work so far. A member of the decorating team told Radio Ghana that all will be ready for the wake on Wednesday. Outside the banquet hall, giant stages and lights had been mounted for the wake. In a short chat with one of the workers, it came to light that the stages have been mounted for musical performance, stating that on Wednesday there will be cultural and traditional display. This will be followed by choral and gospel music the next day.
A report by Marco Fiahajiman. Radio Ghana's Linda Nyam also visited selected ceremonial streets in Accra and filed this report.
At the terminal building of the Kutuka International Airport, there were big pictures of the late President Mills with two different inscriptions. The first one reads, "Death become meaningful when impact is made on Earth." And the second, Demi Fredri, Professor Evans Atamnos. There was also a big billboard with the inscription, "You served your nation well." The street lights, traffic lights and trees have all been decorated with red and black cloth. The situation was no different on the George Walker Bush Highway, Dr. Buzia runabout and the Kwame Nkrumah Circle. The sides of the pavement have been whitewashed with the Ghana flags flying at half-mast and pictures of the late president on display. Some people were also cashing in on strips of red and black cloth, wristbands and mufflers.
A report by Linda Nyam. 14 African heads of state and government have so far confirmed the attendance of the funeral of the late President John Evans Atta Mills. The President of Benin and AU Chairman Thomas Yayi Boni will lead the AU delegation, which will include the newly elected chairperson of the AU Commission, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. The ECOWAS delegation will be led by the Chairman and President of Cote d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will represent the Obama administration during the funeral. Some of the heads of state are Theodoro Obiang Nguema in Basogo of Equatorial Guinea, Goodluck Jonathan of Nigeria, Deputy President of South Africa Nkalema Motlanthe, Hifikepunye Pohamba of Namibia, and Jakaya Kikwete of Tanzania. The rest are four Nyasingbe of Togo, Mrs. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia, Macky Sall of Senegal, Mahamadou Issoufou of Niger, Yaya Jammeh of Gambia, and Blaise Campuari of Burkina Faso. More delegations are yet to confirm their attendance. The managing director of the Ghana Airports Company, Mrs. Doreen Owusu-Fianco, says due to the expected arrival of VVIPs for the funeral of late President Mills, there's likely to be some delays in the normal arrival and departure time at the airport from today to Friday. She said in addition to the normal flight schedule to all parts of the world, the airport will be expecting 30 dignitaries coming with their own private jets. Mrs. Owusu-Fianco was speaking on Radio Ghana's Current Affairs program Behind the News.
Kutuka International Airport is the main gateway to the country, and we are doing all we can to receive all the flights coming in. There will be the normal flights coming from almost all over the world, and then also special flights carrying all these heads of delegations and heads of state. So far, we are expecting about 30 delegations will be coming with their own private jets in addition to the scheduled services. We, on the land side, the VIP lounges have all been fixed to receive the dignitaries. Port facilities, immigration, customs, everything is in place to handle all the visitors coming in. Our aim is to make sure the facilitation is stopped and we clear everyone from the airport as quickly as possible. On the airside tarmac area, that's where we expect some challenges in view of the current construction works that are ongoing. We're even going to have to suspend some works now because for security reasons, but we'll be making use of the other taxi areas to park all these aircraft which will be coming in. We expect some delays. We've already sent notices to the airman, NOTAM, that everyone should expect some delays. We will not have a purple wave, but as soon as we know that the head of state is in a light information region, he will have the priority of landing whilst we ask the others to hold.
Does it mean that this is going to affect regular domestic and international flights?
What I'm saying is everyone will be coming, but we should expect some delays, but we'll be giving priority to all these set of states that are coming. Under normal circumstances, when you're expecting, you know, such a high volume or number of heads of state coming, you normally close your airspace to every other commercial flight. But these same commercial flights will be bringing sympathizers from all over the world to come and join us to mourn. So we'll make sure that we accommodate everybody.
Managing Director of the Ghana Airport Company, Mrs. Doreen Owusu-Fianco, talking to Agatha Samoa. The chairman of the funeral planning committee, Kofi Totobikwachi, says the showing of emotions after the death of the president indicates that Ghanaians are one people with a common destiny. He said the committee has made the funeral of the president a Ghana flag funeral devoid of partisanship. Mr. Totobikwachi was reacting to questions during a briefing of newsmen on the final funeral arrangements.
The outpouring of emotions, etc., since the death of our beloved president shows that we Ghanaians know and understand that we are one people. And so we hope that over the next few days, as we go about participating in the funeral program that we have drawn up, we will make it a Ghana flag funeral, a funeral for the entire country, a funeral that is not partisan, a funeral that reflects the collective sense of loss that this nation feels of the death of Professor John Evans Atta-Mills.
Mr. Totobikwachi said the committee has not budgeted for the funeral arrangements because the president's death was not anticipated. He said the committee will come out with the cost after the funeral. Mr. Totobikwachi described as unfortunate figures being speculated about the cost.
That in death, President John Atta-Mills will have his peace of mind and go in peace rather than still becoming a subject of unnecessary propaganda, of unnecessary agitation, and unnecessary controversy. Whatever it is, we will let you know when we finish with the program, with the funeral, how much we have spent.
Mr. Totobikwachi said the committee has proposed that 40-day funeral rites for the late president be held at Otuam.
Otuam, any activity there? Yes. We are proposing to hold the 40th day celebrations in Otuam, but we are not the ones to decide. We have to discuss this with the allied families, and we are unable to make a definite pronouncement until the consultations have been done.
Chairman of the Funeral Planning Committee of late President Mills Kofi Totobikwachi. Meanwhile, the police administration has appealed to journalists and the public to cooperate with the police to ensure a successful funeral. The Greater Accra Police Commander DCOP Patrick Timbilla said this at the final briefing on the funeral arrangements of the late president.
Let's follow this simple instruction so that nobody will be feeling that his rights have been trampled off with or otherwise. We are begging you, in fact, bear with us. Don't want to push people around. We wish that everybody will condone himself well, because this is an unprecedented event that we are going to have. So we beg you, please bear with us. Follow our directions, and at the end of the day, nobody will be seen to have been harassed or something. Meanwhile, there's a car park at night height. There's a complete arrangement. Those who go there, you park, and they'll be back to the State House area or Independence Square. Please, we can't all be at the Independence Square. So we are appealing to others to go there and watch all the activities right from beginning to the end. There's an arrangement at 3Fair site. You can go there. You can get everything. We have arranged for buses to pick you and block to Independence Square so that after that, buses will send you back.
DCOP Patrick Timbilla announced that the police will set up a police post at the State House for people to report items they may lose. He said the emergency police number 1855 and 191 are available for the public to call the police for assistance.
There's going to be a mini police station at State House and then Independence Square for missing items, missing persons and other things. And people who are getting exhausted, the pockets and other things, who have small cells to take care of them. Please, let's follow the ground rules and ensure that we actually dignify the day as a day for our late president. Don't forget about hotline, the 18555. If you are moving and you want to be sure whether where you are heading to where there's blockade, please call. And then the 191 cell west.
the Greater Accra Police Commander, DCOP Patrick Timbilla. In a related development, the police have put in place an elaborate plan to control vehicular movement during the funeral of President Mills. These include the closure of some roads in the metropolis. COP John Kudelo is the Director General of Police Operations and a member of the Funeral Planning Committee.
On the evening of Thursday, 9 August, through to the whole of Friday, 10th August, 2012, the following roads will be closed and some diverted to allow for free movement of motorcades and convoys to ensure orderliness at the burial service and funeral venues. The 28th February road shall be closed to motorists. Vehicular traffic emanating from Laboni, Osun and La and heading towards the central business district will turn right at the castle traffic light onto the local street to link up with the Oxford Street towards Dankwa Circle. The high street will also be blocked at the first traffic intersection. However, traffic will be diverted onto the National Theatre Road through TUC and will further link up to the Ring Road towards Osun. The Osun Cemetery traffic intersection will also be closed at the Castle traffic intersection. So will the road from the National Theatre towards Osun, as well as the Ministries and the Accra Sports Stadium roads. All traffic along these routes will be diverted onto the TUC towards the Cathedral intersection to link up with the Ring Road. The Obasanjo Highway will be sealed at the Kaukuli intersection. Motorists heading towards Accra shall use the Kanda Highway. Motorists towards Osun shall also use the Gold House section of the road and link up with airport traffic light, further to the Airwork traffic intersection. Vehicles will not be allowed, I repeat, vehicles will not be allowed through the mentioned routes. However, security and authorized vehicles carrying designated dignitaries to the location of the event will be allowed to pass through the police checkpoints after meticulous screening.
COP Kudelo also indicated that every effort would be made to remove any obstacles on the roads during the period. The Ministry of the Interior says in the wake of the climax of the mourning period for Professor John Evans Atta-Mills, culminating in his internment in Accra on Friday, the city will receive many visitors during that period to pay their last respect. The statement said, much as the great show of love and reverence to late President Mills is appreciated, it appeals to all Ghanaians to assist in maintaining Ghana's enviable reputation as a beacon of peace, stability, democracy and civility in Africa. The statement advised all who will be part of the burial ceremony to comport themselves. It noted that those who will disturb the peace of the occasion through their criminal and other untoward activities, which will denigrate Ghana's image, will be made to face the full rigors of the law. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. Funeral for Professor Mills begins today as 14 heads of state and government confirm participation. Ghanaians asked to come together for non-partisan funeral for late President Mills. Political parties pay last respect to late professor and Libya's National Transitional Council to hand over to Legislative Assembly, marking first peaceful transition of power in that country.
As the nation unites in its grief over the death of former President Mills, let's pause for some of the pearls of wisdom he left behind.
Make sure that the future is even brighter for you. Do not allow any people to mislead you. Don't allow any people to abuse your youthful exuberance. We know that there are challenges, but in what society are there no challenges?
Former President Mills advising the youth of Ghana to put their youthful talent to good use.
Welcome back. Political parties have paid their last respect to the late President Professor Evans Atta-Mills. In a farewell message, the PNC flag bearer Hassan Ayariga asked Ghanaians not to be worried about the death of Professor Mills, but see it as a call by the Almighty to unite the nation.
A farewell message is that we pray that the Almighty God will see him in good hands. We will continue to pray for him. Ghanaians are so worried, but I know where he lies on today. He sees everybody and he's happy that today people are praising him. And when he was alive, they were criticizing him. I believe the Prophet today will be smiling ever he is. And I know that tomorrow we will all come together as Ghanaians. But I have one wish. My wish is that the funeral committee, even though they have done a great work, they should please allow Ghanaian Indians to be able to say goodbye to this honorable man.
The flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Parkwisi Indum, said even though the late president was a highly professional private person, he chose to do public service and he respects the late president for that.
As a private professional tax and legal expert whom some of us turn to for advice and advise that we daily, really, quite often with a smile, and it is that person with an amiable, positive character that I and many of the people who are associated with me in the PPP remember. Of course, many of us were a bit surprised when he jumped into the politics because we didn't know him as someone interested in active frontline politics. But then when we got into it, he showed that he wanted to be there, fight the fight, and in spite of a lot of challenges from within his own party, he stuck with it. For me, it is good to see a highly professional private person choose to do public service. And because he chose to do public service, we honor him and respect him.
The flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Busakara Foster, said the late Professor Mills will be remembered by all for his tenacity and commitment to the development of the nation.
It is a sadness that on behalf of the Convention People's Party, we at this time have to bid His Excellency Honorable Professor Mills farewell as he leaves the West. But we see it as an adieu and not a goodbye, because the memory of him will be forever etched in our minds and our hearts. He was a fountain of great humility.
What will be your farewell message to him?
We remember him for his admirable humility, his tenacity, and his commitment and into what he believed was the right path for the country. We, on our part, will continue to remember that dedication as a fellow comrade of the Nkrumah expedition.
Those were some farewell messages by some political parties. The chiefs and elders of the Songhai community at Kaswa yesterday donated a cow to government towards the funeral of the late President John Evans Atta Mills. The gesture is aimed at assisting government to successfully organize the funeral of the late president. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Tufuhine of the community, Habib Said, spelled out the reason for the donation. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
We are here at State House to contribute to the funeral of the late president. And we feel obliged to show our commitment to Mother Ghana, because as I thought, Songhai community in Kaswa now are well organized, because now we have a new chief who's called Mohammed Zuna. And because of that, anything concerning a contribution towards Mother Ghana, we feel obliged to do our part. And I think this demonstration to other brothers and sisters for other organizations is the same thing to Mother Ghana. And I think some years back, Songhai community lacked so many things. Now we get new chief, we think all those things will come on board and make sure we solve anything concerning a problem or a contribution to something of that nature.
Tufuhini of the Songhai community, Habib Said. As the funeral of the late President John Evans Atta Mills takes off today in Accra, individuals and groups in the Western region continue to sign a book of condolence opened in his memory by the Regional Coordinating Council at the residency in Sekendi. A group of Muslims led by the Regional Chief Imam Ustaz Hussein Ali and the Chairman of the Council of Muslim Chiefs, Alhaji Adamu, has signed the book and prayed that Allah reposes the soul of the late President. Imam Ali, who was received by the Chief Director of the Regional Coordinating Council, David Yarrow, in a tribute, said Ghana has lost a great, diligent and visionary leader. He said although the death of the President has brought grief to the people, it should be accepted that Allah has appointed unto man to die one day, and that man cannot live even when it is beyond the time the Almighty has allotted. Imam Ustad Ali said people are judged according to the life they live out on earth, and urged Ghanaians to take a cue from the life of President Mills, who was a father to all and treated everybody equally, irrespective of one's differences. He appealed to Ghanaians to ensure that this year's elections are peaceful as a fitting tribute to late President Atta Mills, who always preached peace. More organizations donate towards the 17 GJA Awards. The latest to donate are the Alliance for Green Revolution in Africa, AGRA, Tello Ghana, UT Financial Services, and Revenue Watch Institute. The president of the GJA, Ransford Tete, who received the donations, encouraged journalists to gear up their reportage towards issues that affect the life of the ordinary Ghanaian. Roslyn Ganyaglu has the rest of the story.
The president of the GJA, Ransford Tete, said the awards serve as a platform for excellence in journalism. He said journalism is not all about politics and scandals, but bringing out issues that affect the people for policymakers to factor them into the policies.
We are encouraging journalists to go out there, look for the challenges confronting our people, make sure they are brought out so that the policymakers can thereby introduce the necessary policy directions and interventions to ensure that our people lead better standards of living. We want the media people to report on politics that will change the way we have conducted our politics so far, so that our politicians will be compelled to engage on the issues and trying to tell the people how they hope to govern, such that the standard of living of our people will improve.
AGRA donated a check of 6,000 Ghana cedis towards the best reporter in agriculture. UT Bank donated a check of 3,500 and it covers the best columnist. Revenue Watch Institute also handed over a check of 3,500 Ghana cedis and it covers best reporting in oil and gas. While Talo donated two checks, one for 5,000 Ghana cedis for the best layout and design newspaper, and another $20,000 as sponsorship for a training program for editors. All the organizations acknowledge that the role of the journalist is essential to national development, hence the need to support the awards ceremony. The president, Ransford Tete, thanked the organizations for their support.
Roslyn Ganyaglu reporting. The Architects Registration Council of Ghana has registered its displeasure at the manner in which some foreigners are rendering services in the country without acquiring licenses from the council. It says the practice contravenes the decree that established the council in 1969. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the acting registrar of the Architects Registration Council of Ghana, Stella Asiaba, noted that the act has also encouraged the breeding of quack practitioners into the profession. She said as a stopgap measure, a multi-sectoral monitoring committee would soon be instituted to bring some sanity into the profession.
Everywhere in the world, you cannot enter anybody's country and operate the way you want. There are rules and regulations that govern the operations of every profession, every business, every activity in the country. In the same way, when you come to Ghana, there are regulations that govern the practice of architecture in this country. And the regulation says that if any foreigner comes into the country to practice architecture, perhaps the person might have won an international contract, so will have to come to Ghana to carry out that activity. The law enjoins that person to seek license with the Architects Registration Council before that person can carry out any activity in the architectural field. But you find out that a whole lot is going on in this country. You find a lot of buildings coming up here and there that are managed or supervised by foreigners. And these foreigners, some of them have done the right thing by coming to seek license with the council, but others have not done so.
Acting Registrar of the Architects Registration Council, Stella Asiaba. A sports analyst, Carl Tufour, says he's not surprised at Ghana's performance at the Olympic Games. He said it's because the Ghana Olympic Committee was rather engrossed in leadership wranglings at the expense of the development of sports. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Tufour said it's about time Ghanaians prepared adequately for future events. Libya's National Transitional Council, NTC, is set to hand over power today to an assembly elected last month in a symbolic move marking the first peaceful transition of power in the country's modern history. The NTC chief, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, will pass the reins to the oldest member of the 200-seat legislative assembly, elected on the 7th of last month. The NTC is then due to be dissolved. The transition comes against the backdrop of heightened security problems both in Benghazi and in the capital, where a car exploded during a marketplace gun battle earlier this week. Egyptian security officials say military helicopters have fired missiles on suspected Islamist militants near the town of Al-Arish in the Sinai Peninsula. Up to 20 people are reported to have been killed. The strikes came after security checkpoints were allegedly attacked by gunmen in the town of Al-Arish, leaving a number of people injured. However, Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has accused the Israeli spy agency Mossad of being responsible. Now, to end the news, the main points again. The three-day funeral for Professor Mills begins today. The family of the late president is expected to view the body at the 37 military hospital this morning. The body will subsequently be conveyed to the State House, where it will lay in state for viewing by government officials and dignitaries. Meanwhile, 14 heads of state and government have so far confirmed their participation. The chairman of the funeral planning committee, Kofi Totobi Kwakye, has called on all Ghanaians to observe the funeral of Professor Mills in unity, devoid of any partisan consideration. He said the show of emotions after the death of the president indicates that Ghanaians are one people with a common destiny. Political parties have paid their last respect to the late president, Professor Evans Atta Mills. In a farewell message, the PNC flag bearer Hassan Ayariga asked Ghanaians not to be worried about the death of Professor Mills, but see it as a call by the Almighty to unite the nation. The flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Papisi Indum, said even though the late president was a highly professional private person, he chose to do public service. And Libya's National Transitional Council, NTC, is set to hand over power today to an assembly elected last month in a symbolic move marking the first peaceful transition of power in the country's modern history. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.